Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarech, we begin the day after Yom HaKippurim. What a way to begin the Bein Azmanim with these intricate Agaditas. Daf Nun Zayin Amir Aleph in Meseches Brachas, the 56th Daf in Shas. Start from the top line. Anun Zayin Amir Aleph. Haroye Huna Bechalom. A person sees the word or name Huna in a dream. This is very obscure. Nas Nes Naselo. He will have a miracle. Dafim. Rashi explains that the letter Nun in the name Huna corresponds to a miracle. Why we chose the letter Nun specifically, and why when it's aligned in the name of Huna remains unclear. If a person sees Chanina, the name Chanina, or the name Chananya, or Yochanan, Nisei Nisim Nasilo, he's going to have many Nisim that's going to take place for him, because there are many Nuns that correspond to Nes. Haroa Hesped Bechalom, if a person sees the word Hesped in a dream, Min Shamayim Chosulov Upod Uhu, in Shamayim they had Rachmanis on him and they redeemed him from a Hesped. Vahani Mili Biksava, but that's only if he sees it, these above things, in writing. If it's conveyed to him in any other way, then these rules don't apply. Ha'ona Yeheshme Rabba Muftach Loshu Ben Olam Abba. If someone answers Yeheshme Rabba, so then in such a case, that is a sign he's promised that he'll be a Ben Olam Abba, because he's buying into, the Mefarshim explain, he's buying into Yeheshme Rabba Mvarach La'olam Ulaome Omaya, that he believes that there is Olme Omaya, that there are other above worlds as well. Hakari Kriyashma Rosh Tishrei Lav Shechina, a person who reads Kriyashma, really that individual is Zoche, that he should have the Shechina dwell upon him. Elish Ein Doiroi Zakoi Lakach, however his generation is not worthy of it, and therefore he might not, Hashem Yirachem, be Zoche on that Hashuras HaShechina. HaMinech Tefillin B'Chalom Yitzapa L'Gdula, if someone sees that he's wearing tefillin, or he puts on tefillin in a dream, he should look forward to becoming great. Shenemar v'ro kol ha'me'aretz kishem Hashem nikra elecha. When it comes to tefillin, the Gemara in Menachos elaborates, as well as earlier on Davov Amir Aleph, V'tanya, we learned in a Braisa, the three places it appears in Shas, Menachos Lamed Hei, the Sugya of tefillin, Vav Amir Aleph and Brachos, and Nun Zayin Amud Beis. What is the Braisa? Reb Lozar Gadol Omer, Elu Tefillin Shebarosh. When it says, Ro Kol Ha'me'aretz, they will see, it refers to the tefillin on one's head. See, Tosis over there on Davov Amir Aleph, about this concept and the halacha from the daily daf, where we discussed some interesting halacha observations from it. Hamispal b'chalom, simin yofelo. If someone sees himself davening in a dream, that's a good sign for him. V'hani milin delo seeing. The good omen is only if he doesn't finish his tefillah in his dream, and that shows that he has this continual relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Period. Habal imo, if he dreams of having relations with his mother, Bechalom, Yitzapa Labina, it's actually a good sign that he will have understanding. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Mishnei, Ki im Labina Sikra Latfuna Titein Kolecha. Habal Nairo Murasa, if he dreams of having relations with an engaged Nara, that is Yitzapa Latoru. You look forward to accomplishing in Torah. Shenemar Torah Tzivalanu Moshe, Morashakila Sakov, Altikro Morasha Ela Morasa. That someone is engaged to the Torah. Habal achosu b'chalom, yitzapel l'chachma. Shenemer emar l'chachma achosi at. Habal ishes ish b'chalom, muftach lo shuben am l'mahaba, v'hamini mili dilo yada bov lo hir bami urta. But it only applies if he didn't know her beforehand, or and he didn't think about her at night. Otherwise, it's stam an avera. Four lines before the wide. Amar b'chia baraba haroya chitim b'chalom ra shalom. Someone who sees wheat in a dream sees peace. Shenemar hasam gvulech shalom chelev chitim yas biech. Associated in that pasuk in Tehillim is the literally the fat of the wheat, you'll become satisfied. Haroa Saorim Bachalom, the last narrow line in Zayin Amad Av, someone who sees barley in a dream, Sarah Avonosav, his Averis will be removed from him. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vesar Avonev Chatoseh Tuchubar. If someone sees barley in his dream, then his Averos will be removed from him. It's a play on the word Sa'ar and Saru, Shenemar Vesar Avonech Vechatoseh Techubar, and Sa'orim represent the Sa'ar, the Sar that will be removed. Gemara backs us up with a Maisa, Amar Abzera Anolo Salki Mi Bavel Eretz Yisrael, I did not leave from Bavel Eretz Yisrael, Ad Dechazi Sar Bechalma, until I saw barley in a dream, and that showed me that I was now free of Averis, and now I was ro'ui to go up to Eretz Yisrael. Haraya Gefen Tu'una Bechalom, Einish Dom Apels Nefon, if he sees a laden vine in his dream, then he knows that his wife will not have miscarriages. Shenema Ishtecha Kegefen Puriya Saraka Yitzap Sareka, if it's a long grape, so then grapevine, so then in such a case there's another simon, Yitzapel Mashiach, you should look forward to Mashiach. Shenema Isra Gefen Ira Ulasreka Bini Asanu. Yehuda is described as a large growing vine in the bracha, but Sareka Bini Asono. Targum understands that pasuk as a reference to Mashiach. Take a look at the Targum there, Breishis Memtes Yud Aleph. Yascho Yisrael Karte Amna Yivnon Hechole. Haraya Te'ena Bachalom, someone who sees a fig in a dream, Torasa Mishtameres Bekirboy, it's a sign that his Torah will be guarded inside of him. Shenemar Noitzer Te'ena Yochal Pirya. The concept of Shmira, and the ultimate Shmira is the Shmiras HaTorah, is embodied by the fig. The Gemara continues and says, Haroa Rimonim Bachalom, someone who sees pomegranates in a dream, Zutrei, if they're small, Frey Iskei Kirimone, his business will flourish like a pomegranate. Rav Revi, if they're large ones, Ravi Iskei Kirimone, then his business will be even more successful, large like pomegranates. Palge, if he sees a half a Rimon, Im Talmud Chachamu Yitzape Liz Kos Betorah. If he's a Talmud Chacham, then he'll be Zoche to see Schusim in Torah. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Enhogcho Eviacho, this is from Shir Hashirim, El Beisi Mi Tilamdeni, Ashkech Miyayin Harekach Me Asis Rimoni. Asis Rimoni is a half of a Rimon. If he's an Amoritz, he'll look forward to excelling in mitzvahs. Shenemar, as a Rimon represents, Kipelach HaRimon Rekasech. My Rekasech, what does the word Rekasech mean? Afilu Rekonin Shebecha Malaya Mitzvahs KeRimon. Even the empty ones inside of you are full of mitzvahs like a Rimon. Like we say always in the Daf Yomi, that there's no coincidence for anything. As the siren had gone off to remind us to usher in Rosh Hashanah, I read these last lines about Rimon. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending us, Bezer Hashem, a Simen Tov, that we should be Zoche, that the open Rimon from this Rosh Hashanah, that we should be Zoche to be Mitzapa L'Torah, as well as even those who don't have as much time to become Gedolei Torah, they should become Bezer Hashem Gedolei Mitzvos. Continues 10 lines into the wide. Haraya Zaysim Bechalom, someone who sees olives in a dream. Zutri, if they're swall, Pari Varavi Vekaaske Kizaysim. That's a sign that his business is going to multiply like growing olives. Vahanimili Pri, that's if he sees the actual olive. Aval Iloni, but if he sees trees, olive trees, Havilam Banim Reuben, then he will have many children. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Banecha Kishisle Zesim Saviv L'Shulchanecha. Your children are like plantings, seedlings of olive trees. Ikadami, others say, Haroza Eis Bechalam, if someone sees olives in a dream, Shem Tov Yotzalo, it's a sign that a good name of his has gone out. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Zeis Ranan Yofe Pri Toar Kora Hashem Shmech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will call your name in regards to a Zeisim, a good name, and so therefore Zeisim represent that idea, having a good name. Haroi Hashem in Zayis Bechalom, if someone sees olive in a dream, Yitzap Elimar Torah, should look forward to the light of Torah, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'yichu Alecha Shemen Zayis Zach, and you shall take olive oil, and the olive oil was used for the menorah, which represents the light of Torah. Haroi Tamarim Bechalom, someone who sees dates in his dream, Tamu Avonosav, his sins will disappear, Shenemar. The idea of Tamarim is that it has the same root as Tam, and the Pasuk says, Tam Avonech Bas Tzion, Tzion's sins will end, so Tamarim represent that ending. That's the Pasuk in Eicha, Dalet. Amar Rav Yosef Haroi Eiz Bechalom, someone sees a goat in his dream, Shanimis Bereches Lo, and it's a sign that the year will be blessed for him. Ezim, and if it's many goats, then it's plural. Shanim Misparechasal, the many years will be blessed. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'dai Cholov Ezim L'lachmecha. The Pasuk in Mishlei says that having a goat is enough to provide a person's sustenance. That's all he needs. So hence, that's it's saying that the person will have more, as much as he needs. Harei Hadas Bechalom, someone who sees a hadas in a dream, nechasim atzlichan lo, then that's a sign that his possessions will be successful. V'mein lechasim yerusha nofel slo makom acher, and if he doesn't have a lot of possessions, then that's a sign that he will inherit from an unexpected place. Amar ulav armila masis entana v'had dechazi bikinayu. This only applies to those people who see it on its stem. Haro esrog bechalom, someone who sees an esrog in a dream, Hodur hu lefnei kono, he's beautiful in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The essence of the Esrog is its beauty. And here it's saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu views the individual as beautiful. Shnema pri eitz hadar, kapos tamari, kapos tamari. Haro alulav bichalom, someone who sees a lulav in his dream. Ein lo ela leivecho lo aviv shebashemayim. That's a sign that his heart is pointed in one direction, and that is up to his Father in heaven. Haro ives Bechalom. If he sees a haraye ives bechalom, someone who sees a goose in his dream, yitzap lechachma, should look forward to wisdom. Shenemar chachmos bechutz tarona, wisdom will cry out, and a goose sing out. A goose is the most singful, the bird that is most full of song, and represents chachma. Va'bole v'haver rosh yeshiva, and if he imagine dreams, having relations with it, then it's a sign that he will become a Rosh Yeshiva. See the Mefarshim that explain this strange metaphor. Amar Rav Ashi, Ani Risio Basi Olel, I experienced this, V'salikis L'gdula, and I was removed to greatness, to a great position. Haro Atarnagol Bechalom, someone who sees a rooster in a dream, or more specifically, a chicken. If someone sees a chicken bechalom in a dream, yitzape leben sachar, should look forward to a male son. The Masifta quotes a Sefer Shlomo Mishnaso, which gives a novel pshat. It's not so clear what the symbolism of this is. Tarnagolim, if there are many chickens, yitzape lebanim schar, then he will have many male children. Tarnagolas, if it's a female, a rooster, yitzape Litarvitsa, he should look forward to Tarvitsa Noah, a nice garden, presumably because it's the hen that keeps the food well and the nest well. Tarvitsa Noah Vigila. Haroa Beitzin Bechalom, Tluya Bakoshaso. If he sees an egg in his dream, that's a simon that his request to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is left hanging. Rashi explains that the reason for that is you don't know what's really going on inside the egg. It's not clear. So too, the person who sees that, it's a simon that there's something that he asked of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that will be left hanging. Nishtabru, if it's broken, nasis b'kashas, so it's a sign that his request was actually fulfilled. V'chein ha-gozim, the same for natsuchein kishuim, the same for cucumbers, v'chein kol kli zchuchis, and also glass utensils, v'chein kol nishbarim keilu, is actually a sign that his request was fulfilled. Mark continues, Hanisknas the craft, someone who dreams of going into a city, nasalo chafatz of his things will be taken care of, shenemar, as the pasuk in Tehillim describes, v'yanchem el mechov zcheftzam, and I led them in the direction of their desire, mechov zcheftzam, Rashi explains, also means v'yanchem el mechov, also means the direction of going into a city. In other words, that someone going into a city is symbolic of someone whose things get done. Nasalo chafatzav. Hamagaleach rosho bechalom. Someone's hair is cut in his dream. Simen yefalo, it's a good sign for him. Rosho zkeno lo kol mishpachlo. If it's his beard also, so then it also represents his family. It's a good sign. Hayoshe bareva, someone who dreams that he's in a boat. Ktana, if it's small, shem tov yotzelo, then it's a sign that he's going to get a good name. Bariva Gdola, if it's a large boat, lo kam l'shpachto, applies to his entire family. Hani mila de medalia deluye, this applies to a boat that goes in on the top of the river. In other words, it can be seen as at the peak of the river. It stands up and above the water. Hanifne bechalom, someone who goes to the bathroom in a dream. Simen yafalo, it's actually a good sign. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, mihar tzoli paseach, the intention of the pasuk is the mihar, meaning the wanderer, which is described as tsoe, someone who wanders, li paseach, he will be released. He will quickly be released. The Klai Yisrael is wandering, will be released. However, Chazal are understanding it as mihar tsoa, someone who relieves himself, so then li paseach, then they will become healthy. We've had above on Unvav Amid Aleph, we had the idea of the Fateach being someone that becomes healthy. Excuse me, I meant on Memvav Amid Aleph. On the second white line, we had the idea of the Fateach to become healthy. In other words, it's a sign of health. V'hani mili de lo konach, but that's only if he did not wipe himself in the dream. L'gag b'chalom, someone who goes up to a roof in a dream, o l'dula, will go up to greatness. Yorad, if he goes down, yorad m'dula, so he'll be taken down from greatness. Abayev rav adamin tarvayev, kimit sha'ala, if his dream was that he went up, despite the fact he might later go down, don't worry, once he goes up, that's the sign. Ha'koreya b'gad b'chalom, korem lo gzardino. If he tears his clothes in his dream, then that's a sign that they're tearing a bad decree. Homed Aram Bachalom, someone who stands naked in a dream, Bivavel Omed Belochet. In Bavel they say it's a sign that he stands without sin. Beretz Yisrael Aram Belom Mitzvos. In Eretz Yisrael they say that it means that he doesn't have any mitzvahs. Why the difference? Rashi explains that if he's standing in Bavel without anything, well, what's in Bavel? There's a lot of Averos. So therefore, if he's standing with nothing, it means he's without Averos. And Eretz Yisrael is full of mitzvahs. So if he's standing with nothing, so that's a simon that he's missing mitzvahs. Hanitves l'sradiot, someone who's taken by the government as alleged for doing illegal activities, that's what he dreams of. Shmira nasalo, then that's a sign that he's going to be protected. Once he's taken to jail, they're watching him, they're protecting that he's not going to escape. But it's a sign of being protected as well. Nasnu b'kolar, if they put him into a waiting place for a death sentence, hosifalo shmirah shmirah, so then they're at it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that he's really going to be protected. V'hani mili b'kolar, that's only if they tie him up with chains, which was normally destined for those who are going to be put to death. Avachevo ba'alma lo, if they just tie him up with a regular rope, then that's not so. Kolar were these heavy chains, which usually indicate, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, that the person was going to be put to death. Hanichnes la'agam b'chalom, someone goes into a swamp in a dream, nasa rosh yeshiva, then that's a sign that he's going to be the head of a yeshiva. Rashi explains that a swamp has large and small reeds, and they come together in the swamp. And a Rosh Yeshiva, Rashi explains, is where the smaller and the greater students come together to hear a drasha from him. L'yar, for a forest, Nasa Rosh l'bnei Kala. Then that means he's going to be the head of a Kala. what is B'nai Kala? The Kala were what we would call today the Chazar Shir fellows, the people that would be in charge of saying over the Shiurim of the Rav, and this is a sign that he will lead a group of B'nai Kala, that these are the more advanced Talmidim, not the smaller ones, because in a forest, you only have the large trees as opposed to the small reeds. And he will lead a group of these B'nai Kala. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Brei de Rav Shua, Chazu Chalma. Rav Papa's dream that he saw Da'ayel Agma Nas Rosh Yeshiva, he became Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Huna, Brei de Rav Shua, Da'ayel Yar Nas Rosh B'nai Kala. Rav Huna, Brei de Rav Shua, became the head of the group of Kala. Ikad Ami Tarvayel Agma Ayli. Or there was another tradition that both of them had seen the swamp. El Rav Papa, the Tali Tavla, he also had a bell hanging around his neck, so then that was a sign that he was going to become a Rosh Yeshiva. Nas Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Huna, Brei de Rav Shua, Talo Tali Tavla, he Nas Rosh Bnei Kala. The difference being that the Rosh Yeshiva, as Rashi explains, speaks a lot in public, as opposed to Rosh Bnei Kala would speak less, and the bell indicated that Rav Papa would be speaking a lot. Amar Rav Ashi, Ana Yalas Agma, I saw myself in a dream going up to a swamp, V'tali Tavla, and I had the bell around my neck, V'nivchu bo nivuchi, and it also made a lot of noise. The Hamasifta Gemara quotes an Ein Yisrael who says an interesting pshat. Since Rav Ashi was not only satisfied with the noise it was making, but it seems from our Gemara that he moved his body to make the noise, that was a sign that Rav Ashi was really interested in sending out and transmitting a lot of Torah. Hence, Rav Ashi, of course, was one of the editors of, not the Art Scroll Gemara, of the Gemara. Tani Tana Kamedur of Nachmar Yitzchak. Hamek is dam bechalom. Someone lets out blood during a dream. Avonosa mochlin lo. Then that's a sign that his sins have been atoned. Asks the Gemara, Vatanya avonosa sturin lo. Didn't we learn that his sins are set up for him? So Gemara says, you're right, set up. But what does it mean, set up? Mais durin surin li machal, they're set up to be forgiven. Tani tana kamei dorav sheish zaroi nachash b'chalom. Someone sees a snake in a dream, parnasas, someone's menes lo. Then his parnasas is set up for him. Rashi explains that not too long from now, in the weekly parsha, we will have parsha Bereishis, that the snake is described as always having his food right next to him that he eats from the ground, and that's why a snake represents Parnaso Mizumenislo. Nashcho, if he dreams that it bit him, so then Nichbalolo, then actually it's a sign, it's actually a sign that his Parnasa will double. Again, here it's unclear why the bite would be. Again, the Masifta Gemara quotes, again, the Shleima Mishnaso, who says that the Pshat is that here, the actual parnasa will go inside of him. Hargo, if it kills him, then there ain't no parnasa. Avdu parnasasa, then he loses the parnasa. Continues the Gemara, four lines about him. Amalei Roshesh, kol sheken kishenif nichpala parnasasa. Certainly, the opposite is Roshesh. It's a sign that he will get the parnasa. Why? Because the parnasa of the snake has overtaken him. Says Gemara Veloi, it's not correct. Rav Sheshes who the Chachazi Chavya Bechaleimei Vekatle. Rav Sheshes said this because that's what he had seen in a dream. He had a snake that had bitten in a dream and killed him, and therefore he wanted to interpret it in this direction. But the Gemara here says it's not correct. Even though we had said earlier in Nafnun Vav Hakol Holech Achare Pitaron that everything goes after its interpretation, we also said that interpretation has to be within a possible explanation. And presumably here, to say that it's a positive sign when it killed him is hard to imagine. Tani Tanika made Rabbi Yochanan, kol minei mashkin yafin lechalom. If he sees different types of juices, that's good for a dream. In a dream, chutz min hayayin, except for wine. The reason for that is, yesh yaseo v'tov lo v'yesh yaseo v'ralo. Because sometimes people drink wine, it's good for them, sometimes bad for them. Yesh yaseo v'tov lo, shenemar, it's the source of simcha, v'yayin yismach levav enosh. Gladdens the heart of man. In Mishlei, give beer to the people who are depressed. To that Tana who learned this, Tani, it was mentioned to him, Talmud Chacham La'olam Tovlo. That's always good if it's wine, if it's for a Talmud Chacham. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, L'chu lachamu v'lachmi ushsu b'yayin masachti, the Pasuk in Mishlei, describing the shtiyu, the drinking of a Talmud Chacham as being a positive thing. We turn now to Nezayin on my base. Amar B'yochan, Hishkim v'nafal Pasuk self piv, if someone wakes up and a small pasuk falls into his mouth, then that itself is a form of nevuah. There are three different visions of kings that are important to classify for dreams. If you see Melech David, you could look forward to growing in chassidus. Shlomo, if you see Shlomo, look forward to wisdom. Achav yidog min apironos. If it's Achav whose end was awful, he should look, be worried about tragedy. Gimel Nevi'im heim. There were three Nevi'im Hara'a, Sefer Malachim. Here we're talking about the Sifrei Nevuah. If you see the Sefer Malachim, yitzap l'gdula, because it represents going up to monarchy. Yecheskel yitzap l'chachma. If he sees Yecheskel, he should look towards Chachma. Yecheskel is one of the deepest and most complicated Nevuahs. In fact, Gemara and Chagiga discusses that they even had a possibility to put Yechezkel in Geniza because of the Chachma of the Maisa Merkava. Yeshayahu Yitzapel in Chama. If he sees Sefer Yeshayahu, he should look forward to comfort. Yirmiyahu Dog Min HaPeronis. If he sees, unfortunately, Yirmiyahu, then he has to be concerned about tragedy. Shlosha Ksuvim. In regards to Ksuvim, there are three important ones. Gedolim. There are three big ones to think about. Haroa Sefer Tehillim. If he sees a Sefer Tehillim, Yitzap L'Chassidus, look forward to piety. Mishle Yitzap L'Chachma. Mishle, of course, has such important sayings. Mishle needs to be learned more. To wisdom, Iyov Yidog Min Peronis. Of course, Iyov's life was tragic, so he has to be concerned about Peronis. Shoshik Ksuvim Ketanim Heim. There are three smaller books of Ksuvim that also have deep symbolism. Shir Shirim is not, as the Gentile world believes, a love story, but it is a love story, but it's a love story between man and God, Klal Yisrael and God, hence it represents piety. Koheles Yitzap L'Chachma, if it's Koheles, Ecclesiastes, he should look forward towards the Chachma. Kinnis Yidog Min HaPeronos, in other words, Eicha, then of course Eicha describing the tragedies, then he has to be worried about Peronos. Harav Megillas Esther. If he sees Megillas Esther, it's a very good sign. Nes Nasalo, there'll be a miracle that will be done to him. Shosha Chachamim Heim. There are three particular Chacham that are significant in terms of dreams. Haroi Rebbe Bechalom Yitzap L'Chachma. Rebbe represented the greatness in Chachma. Rolozman Azai Yitzap L'Ashirus. Rolozman Azai was in Asher. Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha Yidoig Min HaPeronis. But Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha was killed, as we describe, in the Asare Ruge Malchus. Unfortunately, by seeing him, the association is with his tragedy. Shosha Talmidei Chachamim Heim. There are three Talmidei Chachamim. Haro Ben Azai Bechalom, Yitzap L'Chassidus. Ben Azai represents piety. Sefer Ben Yehoshua describes that the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Samech Gimel Amud Beis describes that Ben Azai did not want to get married because his nafsha was so choshek b'Torah, and he also was not nichshol in averos as a single man, and for that reason he's called a chassidus. Ben Zoma yitzap l'chachma. Someone who sees Ben Zoma could look forward to chachma. See Rashash for an explanation. Acher, but if he has a vision of Acher, who is Elisha ben Avua, as described in Gemara in Chagiga Yudalit Amibes, who due to going into paradise went off the derech, so then that's a sign of great Peronos. Kamine chayos, all different types of animals, the Gemara says, five lines in Zayin Amibes, yafos lachalom, are good for a dream. Chutzman apil, except for an elephant, vakof, and a monkey. It's unclear what a kipod is. Rashi says it's similar to a monkey, but has a long nose. Asks the Gemara, "Va'omer Mar Dvitin Mar teaches Haroba Pil Bechalom Pela Nasalo Pil and Pela sound similar. That means a sign he's going to have something wondrous happen to him." Says the Gemara, "Lo Kash, there's no contradiction. Hodim Misareg Hodelom Misareg Hodim Masreg V'Hodelom Masreg. If it has a saddle on it, then that's a sign that it is domesticated and positive, not wild and out of control. However, if it does not have a saddle, then it's a sign to have control, and that's not a good sign. All types of metal are a good sign for a dream. Chutz, except mimar, according to Rashi, a mar is a hoe. Pesel is a plier that separates boards, according to Rashi. Vikardom is a an axe. V'hani mila dechazinu bekasayu, and that's only are dangerous if they're seen with a handle. Kol mine peros yafin lechalom, all types of dream fruits are good for a dream. Chutz mipagei tamara, except for young dates that haven't been entirely ripened. Kol mine yirakos yafin lechalom, all vegetables are good for a dream. Chutz me rush of the fossils, except for the top of turnips. Asks the Gemara, va'omer Rav, didn't Rav say lo yasri? Tuf and shin are interchangeable. I ashri, I did not become rich at the chazi rashi fasos until I saw the top of turnips. Answers the Gemara, ki chazi bikinayu, he saw them when they were attached. However, if they're not attached to the ground, Rashi explains, then that's a simon that they're being smitten. Chazi kol mine tzvain yafin lechalon, seeing all, or ki chazi bikinayu. Mara continues, seeing colors in a dream. Culminates avon yafa lechalom. All colors are good for a dream. Chutz min atcheles, except for tcheles. Now tcheles is a big discussion. What exactly the color of tcheles is? Of course, we know there's a mitzvah d'oraisa putting tcheles in one tzitzis. Rashi over here learns that we're talking about the color of green, and the reason why it's a negative thing is because when a face turns green, then that's a very bad sign. The Gemara discusses birds, which I looked into a little, but I don't have a background to be able to correctly define them in the proper biology, so we'll just read the words. Kol mine ofos yafin lechalon, all birds are good. Chutz min karya kafufa kurfaroi. The last two are the yanshof and tinshemes that are brought down in the Torah. One has to look into what those exactly are in Parsha Shmini. Now that the Gemara has spoken about the number three, the Gemara, in regards to dreams, the Gemara talks about other things in regards to three. Gimel chnasim leguf ein haguf nanimehan. There are three things that enter the body, and the body doesn't derive benefit from them. Here we're going to discuss three things that create nutrition for the body, but aren't necessarily enjoyable. Gud gadoniot, in the time of Chazal, what's now called duvdevanim, cherries. In those days were not enjoyable, but they did give nutrition. Ukafnios, and that's a type of bad dates that don't entirely become ripe. Upage tamara, and also another type of raw date, except this one would get ripe, but was cut off early. So those things the body doesn't enjoy, but it's still healthy. There are three things that don't enter the body, and the body enjoys them. Eluhein rechitza, washing, sicha, anointing, with tashmish, and marital relations. There are three things that are as if they're from elam haba. Eluhein, Shabbos, shemesh, v'tashmish. Shabbos, and enjoying the sun, and tashmish. The Gemara is not sure what tashmish means. Tashmish demai. Ilei matashmish hamit. If it means marital relations, hamachish kachish, it weakens the body. Ela tashmish nekavim. Rather, says the Gemara, it means relieving oneself if one needs to go to the bathroom. Shosh mishim daito shel adam. Three things make a person feel better. Elohein kol, sound, umara, and a sight, vereach. And a smell. Shoshim achim daito shaladam. Three things brought in a person. Elohim dirana, a nice apartment. Ishana, a nice wife. A pretty wife. Vekelim noem, and nice utensils. The Gemara is quoted as not taking this Gemara literally, because the Gemara here seems to be extolling Gashmias. Maybe one could understand it literally as well, but the Gemara understood that Dira Noe is the remez of a goof of a person. Ishana is the neshama. The Shekhinah is feminine, and the Neshama comes from the Shekhinah. And Kelim Noim are a person's senses, his Chushim. So according to Gra, that's what, in the Imrei Noam, that's how it's quoted as suggesting from the Gra. Gemara continues. Chamisha, there are five things that have Echa Mishishim have 1/60th from something else. And those 1/60th of them are made of something else. Eluhem, Eish, Dvash, V'Shabbos, fire, honey, Shabbos, Shena, sleep, V'Chalom, and a dream. Eish, Echa Mishishim, L'Gehenim. 1/60th of fire can be found in Gehenim. Dvash, Echa Mishishim, L'Mon. 1/60th of Mon was made up of Dvash, just like 1/60th of Gehenim is made up of that fire in this world. Shabbos, Echad Mishishim Olam Haba, there's 1/60th of Shabbos in Olam Haba. Shena, sleep, is Echad Mishishim Misa, has 1/60th of death. Chalom, Echad Mishishim Nevuah, and a Chalom is 1/60th of Nevuah. Shisha Dvarim Simin Yafa L'chol, there are 6 things that are a good sign for a sick person. Eluhem, Itush, a sneeze, for him to sneeze. Zayah, to sweat. Shulshul, diarrhea. Carries to see semen from the aver, v'sheina sleep, v'chalom, and a dream. Itush, sneezing, the siv, atishos of tohel, or. This is the description in Eov, Perik Memhei, of Avulav Yosin. He sneezes so powerfully, what comes out of it is a bright light. Zeyo, the siv, zeh sapecha tohel, lechem, by the sweat of the brow, you'll eat bread, which sounds like you're going to eat, that they'll be positive. Shulshul, the siv, we've already had this previously, that literally the pasuk means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will quickly gather the wanderer, though it being the wanderer. However, Chazal here are going to understand Mir Tzola Paseach as being diarrhea. Carry the Chsiv, Yire Zera Yarech Yamim, that's straightforward. Zera, seeing Zera is a good sign. Shena, when I fell asleep, it was good for me, the pasuk in Yov describes. That I dreamt, the pasuk in Yeshayo said, and I became live again. There are 6 things that heal a person from his sickness and are effective medicines. Velu hain kruv, the caribou sruddin, I believe are beets. Vesisin yveshim are anana type of leaf. Vekeva, it's the part of the intestines. Veheres, and the womb of an animal. Veyoseres hakoved, and the leftover parts of the intestines. Veyeshom haftogim ktanim, and some say also small pieces of fish. Velo oid, el shadogim ktanim mafrin umavrin kogufo shel adam. It encourages the entire body to become better. This is the Gemara mentioned earlier on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Asar Dvar Matzion Es Achola L'Cholyo V'Cholyo Kasha. 10 things can make someone sick, again, make him worse, and the sickness will be bad. Elohein Ha'Ochel Basar Shar, if he eats the meat of an ox, Basar Shamein, fat meat, Basar Tzli, roasted meat, Basar Tziporim, meat of birds, Ubeitza Tzli, a roasted egg, V'Tiglachas. If, solely unrelated to eating, if he takes a haircut, v'shichelayim, it's quoted in the name of the Yoruch, the shichelayim is a type of vegetable, which is sharp, v'acholov, milk, v'agvino, cheese, hamerchatz, washing in hamerchatz is not good for a cholov, v'yeshomer afegozim, v'yeshomer afkishum, some say nuts, and some say gourds or cucumbers. That's why they're called gourds or cucumbers. Because they're difficult on the body, just like a destructive food. And he asks the Gemara of Haksiba, but doesn't it say in the Pasuk? Here, the Pasuk is going to introduce a story which is going to bring us to Kishuim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Rivka that there were 2 nations that are going to be in her stomach. Chazal darshan al tikri goyim, shnei goyim, elo geyim. What's the play on the word geyim? Not 2 nations, but 2 very, very important people. Vam Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, who is that referring to? Elo Antoninus v'Rebbe. Shelo pasku meshucham lo tznon, v'lo chazeres v'lo kishuin. That they were 2 very important people who had a lot in common, as the Gemara elaborates in Avodah Zarah in Daf Yud Aleph. And both Rebbe and Antoninus were, aside from having a lot in common, were very wealthy, and they would always have radishes and lettuce and kishuin, and they always had it,
and it was never missing. So we see Kishum are great food. It was a sign of their importance and their wealth. Lakasha says the Gemara, Habirav Ravi, Habizutri. When do we say it's not good for your body? That's if they're large. But if they're small, then it's going to be fine. Tana Rabbanan, Mace Bibayis, Shalom Bibayis. If he sees a mace in his house, then that's a sign of peace. The Masifta Gemara quotes in the name of the Gilyone Hashas from Daf Yutes that a person by nature is always moving, never calm, and according to this, never in peace. And only when the person dies does the person have full peace. If that's so then that's what the dream of a dead person is. It's actually a positive thing. It's a dream of peace. If he's eating and drinking, that's a good sign. That's a good sign for the house. If there's no utensils in there, it's not a good sign. Rav Papa explained that what we're talking about here, that it's a bad sign for the house, and the case of where you have the dead body, it was clear that the dead body came out with a son is a lock, and a sandal, and with shoes. That means people took him out. So then in such a case, that's a bad sign for the bias. And the Gemara brings this home. Kol d'shakol shchava ma'aloi bar misana v'sandala. Anytime a mace takes something out of the house, except for the bolt and the sandal, then that's a good sign. V'chol d'yor shchava ma'aloi. Anything that a dead person gives someone in a dream is a good sign, bar me'afa v'chardala, except for earth and mustard seed. Our long Haggadah has finally concluded, and now we go back to our Mishnah. Makom shenekru mimenu avodas galilim. The Mishnah told us a place where avodah zara had been uprooted, that's a place to make a bracha. The Gemara makes some interesting comments now about these avodah zarah. Tan Rabban Haro Markulius. Someone sees an avera that was known as Markulius that hasn't been destroyed. Amar Baruch Shenos Nerech Hapayim La'ovrei Ratzono. Bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He allows people to repent before He destroys it. Makom Shnekri Menor Ozchavim Amar Baruch Sha'akar Akomei Artzeinu. He thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for uprooting avodah zarah from his land. And then he adds, "Ukeshem shenekra makom zeh kenti akar b'chol makom es Yisrael v'hashev lev avdeim la'avdicha." And he then concludes, "And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should return those with tshuva if they chas v'chalil serve the avodah zarah." B'chutz la'aretz ein tzarich lomer v'hashev lev avdeim la'avdicha b'nei sheruba avdei kochav. But in chutz la'aretz, you do not say v'hashev lev avdeim, because the majority of people are of the avodah zarah, who are Gentiles, and the tefillah of Hashiv Levodem are going on Jews. Rav Shimon Lazar Amaf bechutzar sarach lemekay. Rav Shimon Lazar disagrees, says that you say in a chutzar as well. Neshes sinlas gayer, because ultimately they will convert. Shneimar oza foch ala amim safa brura. They will have a clear language. In other words, according to Rashba, Rav Shimon Lazar, that's a simon that they're going to do tshuva. Darsh Ramnun Haray b'chol ha-risha tzarech levarech chamesh brachos. Risha means any evil empires. Tzarech levarech chamesh brachos, you have to make five brachos. We'll explain what that means. Rab bavel, amir baruch sheikh b'chol bavel ha-risha. Rab, that's the first bracha. Rab b'seh v'chetza netzar, amir baruch sheikh b'seh v'chetza harasha. That's number two, that you also make a bracha seeing the house destroyed of Nebuchadnezzar. Ra gov shall arise, a kibshon e'esh, of Daniel, baruch shas nisan, on the same makom as it. Ra markulios, or baruch shas nerech apala v'ritzon, as we mentioned above. Ra makom shnatun menu afar, if he sees the place. There was a place, Rashi explains, where they used to take dirt after Bavel was destroyed, they used to put it on an animal to signify the destruction of Bavel, Malkum Shinotum Menu offer. So he says, Omer Baruch, Omer Oise Goizer Mekayim, bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and he decrees and he fulfills his decree as he had decreed to destroy Bavel. Rava, Kavachazi Chamri, Deshakel Afra, when he saw the place they used to carry the dirt to signify the destruction of Bavel, Tarif Yad Al Gabai, he would
bang his head on the back of the animal. It's not clear to me exactly who Rava was referring to, the tzaddik. My brother Ravina, ki avimata lebavel, when my brother Ravina came to Bavel, have a shakal afer besidure, he would take a little bit of the dirt, v'shadi levra, and he'd throw it outside of Bavel, kaim ha-shenemar, v'ta'ite siya b'metate hashmad. Metata is the modern Hebrew word for to sweep. The Pasuk Yeshayo says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will sweep out even the dust outside Bavel. And so, my brother Ravina fulfilled that statement. Amar Rav Ashi Ana Had Rav Nuna Lo Shemili Amadayt Brachtina Lechulo. I didn't hear the teaching of these five things, but I'm happy I was mechave that I said that these are five positive things as well. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the very long daf of Nun Zayin and Maseches Brachos, and now with our time left, we go to the halacha section. Our Gemara on Daf Nun Zayin Amid Aleph for the topic of Halacha discussed the significance of dreams. We won't discuss that. We discussed Halacha Lamaisa about it already on yesterday's Daf. But what we will discuss is one particular part where the Gemara describes that someone has dreams that he had, it's a strange metaphor, relations with a Naira Hamurasa, so then in such a case, Yitzapa LaTorah, he can look forward to growing in Torah because the Torah is described as a Naira Hamurasa. Now, this idea that the Torah is described as a Naira Hamurasa, Al Tikri Morasha, the Gemara tells us 12 lines into the top, Anun Zainaf, Ela Morasa, is also repeated in Sanhedrin Mem Tesa Med Aleph. And if you will, for a much more halacha lemaisa and a very, very practical issue that comes up today. And that is where the Gemara delineates the issur for a goy to learn Torah. The Gemara says, Akum shosik betorah is chayiv misa. And the Gemara quotes, because learning Torah is a morasha of Klal Yisrael, and it's a morasa of Klal Yisrael. It's designated specifically to Klal Yisrael. So we see this idea of Torah representing a Naira Murasa. Mamish has halacha lemaisa applications because the Gemara not only uses it in this abstract and strange idea, even if you will, in Brachos, but also to tell us that someone who learns Torah with a guy, it's as if the guy is going on a Naira Murasa, hence the onish is going to be skila, see the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The question that becomes halacha lemaisa is how does one deal with this phenomenon that it's an Isur D'Oraisa for a goy to learn Torah. In the Shas Tshuvas Machne Chaim, this is discussed in the context of teaching a goy who thinks he might be interested in learning Torah to become Jewish. A goy who doesn't know 100% that he wants to become Jewish, or for that matter, one could even may possibly argue a Gentile that knows he wants to be Jewish, but need or and aspires at least to become Jewish, but needs a more of a base knowledge to be able to consummate Geirus, so then in such a case, what's the heter to learn Torah with the Gentile? I also found myself in a predicament like this, and what I was thrilled to see is that the Tshuvas Machne Chaim says something very similar to what one of my great Rebbeim, Rav Braunspiegel Shlita, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu send him Refuah Shleima, told me at the time when I was in this predicament, and that was, I was at, most of the day, of course, I was learning in the Yeshivas Rabbein Yitzchak Chanan and the Kolel and so on, and on the side, I was doing graduate work downtown, skip a jump away from Yeshiva University down in Columbia University, and there I was doing graduate work in psychology. There was an idea that was being discussed that reminded me of some sugyas that I had done in Nedarim. It was actually the theories about the development of language, and of course Nedarim has a lot to say about that. I was thinking of using some of the ideas to develop for that course. On the other hand, I was wondered, what about the issur of teaching goyim? To which the Tshuvas Machne Chaim and both Rav Braunspiegel said something very similar. First, let's say over what the Machne Chaim says. Machne Chaim points out that the Taz, in an uncharacteristic drush in Simim Mem Zayin Sif Katan Alf in the Halachas of Birchas HaTorah, asserts that the bracha of Lasok B'Divrei Sora is specifically Lasok because the Birchas HaTorah, the Ratzon Hashem, as expressed in that Birchas HaTorah, is iyun advarim lemeimis atzmo alav, is not just simply learning halachos, but is being misamik in the dalet amos shel halacha of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. If that's so, we can also understand the Gemara in Nedarim on Daf Lamed Ches, which says that Moshe gave over Torah to B'tovas Ayin V'nasna Yisrael. The Gemara says that's B'pilpul, because that is the Iker Matana of Torah. The Machne Chaim claims that for that reason, if a Gentile is just simply learning interesting ideas about Torah, but not really being ma'amik, let's say the way I would say it in our daily Gemara shir, to see that the pshat is mukhrach in the psukim, in the words, but it's these general ideas, or general halachos, but he's not being ma'ayin in it, even if it's on an intellectually high level. Those who've been ma'ayin in a sugya know the difference between something that's intellectually advanced and throwing oneself entirely into a sugya. So then the Machne Chaim concludes that it would not be prohibited to teach a Gentile. Hence, for that reason, it will be permissible to learn with a guy if it's not teaching him the beauty and the omek of the Torah Shebal Peh B'derech HaPilpul, but rather is just explaining to him the basic concepts or the basic halachos. In such a case, that would be permissible. That is very similar to the idea that Rav Braunschweigel told me, that he thought it would not be a problem to mention Torah concepts and even to build a graduate paper on the Torah concepts, because that would not qualify as learning bi'iyun. You're simply informing them what is the Torah's position on these general human questions, and that there's no isser to teach a guy. The isser would be to learn bi'iyun. This emerges from the drasha that we said of orasa, al tikri morasha, ela ma'orasa, that Klal Yisrael is wed to the Torah, that we can't be separated from the Torah, not that it's just a system of laws or a system of ideas, but it's kehem chayenu v'orech yameinu. This concludes the halacha section for the Agadat Gemara today on Daf Nun Zayin. May we be zoche to fulfill kehem chayenu v'orech yameinu, that our Daf Yomi should not be just be a quota, but should be something that lives with us, not just simply to do the quota, but something that we're mefalpel with, and we're ma'ayin with, and stays with us throughout our day.